Patient's last name is C-A-L-I-P. First name is R-A-N-D-Y. Date of visit is July 9, 2024. Next to the paragraph, our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that does not remember the date of the injury. First up, a patient was playing football at B-E-A-L-E Beale Air Force Base. The first up, a patient tells me that he was hit from behind. The first up, he was hit in the head and fell down. The first up, he tells me that he hit his head. The first up, denies any loss of consciousness. The first up, a patient tells me that he has headaches. The first up, and then he was continuing to play football. First up, a patient did not have a loss of consciousness. The first up, he has a mild headache, so with that, first time. Next up, a patient tells me a second episode of head injury was in 2004, when he was in Iraq. First time, a patient was in a convoy. A patient was in a Humvee truck. First time, a patient tells me that there were explosions near him. First up, he tells me that the explosion causes vibration. First up, he tells me that the vibration hurt his head. First up, a patient was wearing helmet at that time. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, denies any headache. First up, denies any confusion. First up, next group, patient tells me that he is in Air Force. First up, patient is currently is in terminal leave. First up, patient tells me that he was working for the Air Force for convoy. First up, a patient tells me that he's not able to perform his symptoms. Patient was not able to perform his duties. The first up, a patient tells me that he has a depression, anxiety, apathy, and fatigue and tiredness. First up, a patient tells me that he was diagnosed of a depression and anxiety. First up, I believe that these symptoms are affecting his job duties. First up, an extra paragraph. It is my opinion the patient's symptoms are not likely due to a traumatic brain injury. First up, his symptoms of a headache, symptoms of depression, anxiety, apathy, tiredness, headaches, are likely signs and symptoms from depression and anxiety disorder. First up, next number, this muscle denervation. Next patient. Next patient, last name. Next patient, last name is Basalda. First name is Juan. Date of visit is July 9, 2024. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, as a matter of fact, patient tells me that he was involved in multiple traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was in the Army. First up, his job was a paratrooper. First up, patient jumps out of plane a lot. First up, he jumped out of planes at least 20 times. First up, he tells me that there were many times, as he was landing, he hit the landing, he missed the landing, and fell back and hit the back of the head. First up, he specifically remember one jump, in November of 2022, he had the loss of consciousness. First up, he fell, and then he missed the landing, hit the head on the ground, and had loss of consciousness. First up, he tells me that his teammate thought he was dead. First up, he was lying on the ground for several minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient had confusion, disorientation. First up, patient was bleeding from the head. First up, as a matter of fact, patient had hit his backpack. First up, he was bleeding from the head. First up, he needed to go to medical and had staples. First up, he had staples placed on August 24, 2023. Patient was bleeding and staples in the right frontal area. First up, patient tells me that these type of incidents happens all the time as he was jumping out of the airplane. First up, patient tells me that he has several head injury from that. First up, every time he would have a confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. First up, next up, patient apparently has significant headache symptoms. A frequent migraines. A patient is currently working as a construction worker. First up, he tells me that the headaches are affecting him to do his job. First up, it's affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient is not able to focus at work because of the headaches. This marks a denotification. Next patient. Okay. Next patient. Next patient, last name is S-H-O-J-A-E-E. First name is Mohammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D. Date of visit is, July 1, 2024. Date of birth is January 2nd, 1956. Next reference, referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next reference, chief complaint memory loss. Next reference, history present known as patient is a 68-year-old male found chief complaint memory loss. The first step, the patient has been progressive short-term memory loss. The first step is memory loss, mostly short-term. First step, he will forget things. The first step, he misplaces things. The first step, patient will forget things in 2 minutes. The first step. Patient will go to the garage and doesn't remember what he's going to the garage for. First step, patient has been taking memantine, 10 milligrams twice a day. First step, patient's been able to tolerate it. First step, next step, neurological examination, mental state examination, patient's oriented to the year, month, and date. First step, he knows he lives in Pittsburgh, California. First step, patient does not know the president of the United States. First step, 07 is 5 out of 5. First step, 5 out of 5. First step, a short-term recall is 2 out of 3. First step, next step, EEG exam was previously done on May 8, 2024. First up, it was a negative study. First up, there's no significant slowing in the brain waves. First up, mental impression, mild cognitive impairments, comma versus early dementia. He has a short-term memory deficit. However, he's still oriented to time, date, and situation. First up, he knows the date and location. First up, his 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3. First up, EEG examination was normal. First up, there's no significant brainwave slowing. First up, recommendation explain to patient develop diagnosis. Next level, condition continue to take the memantine, 10 milligrams twice a day. First up, explain to patient common side effects from the medication. First up, recommendation filed here on November 3rd, 2024. First step, there's more oxygen optimization.